The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Hello. Let's put the My Music team members in alphabetical order. David Franklin is partnered by Frank Muir. Dennis Norden is partnered by Ian Wallace. We begin with opera, martial music from various operas. One mark for the name of the opera, another mark for the composer. And the first question goes to David Franklin.
If I were following my normal pattern, I'd begin by saying Tchaikovsky is my favorite composer. And then I would add, but Tchaikovsky didn't write this. Give her a whole list of composers who didn't write this. In fact, it was written by Verdi. It is the triumphal march in the second act of Aida.
One mark for Verdi, one for Aida, and you've got us nicely off the ground. What a lovely piece of opening music that is to an edition of My Music, is it not?
You think so?
Yes, I do. Well, never mind. On to the next person. An operatic march for Dennis Norden.
I'm one of those people who would never have known this if it hadn't been for Carmen Jones. this is the version without the Jones. The Bizet modification.
Which of the various people you've mentioned wrote it?
Bizet.
Bizet wrote it,
yeah.
And the opera is called?
Carmen.
Who's Jones, then?
That's another question.
Never mind, yes. Carmen's agent, says Frank Jones. Mark for Carmen, the mark for Bizet, the composer.
And a tobacconist.
Ian, your turn, you what? Ian.
Mozart.
Yes, one mark.
And, this is one of these tricky ones because I've performed this in this opera.
You've marched to it, have you?
No, I haven't. Well, yes, I suppose I have. I think I've got a terrible sort of feeling I'm going to be wrong here. But I think it's Marriage of Figaro.
Yep, you're right. March from Marriage of Figaro. Two marks and some operatic martial music for Frank Muir.
March of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
From the Nut Flattener Suite.
And then Night Off.
It's Wagner.
Yes, there's the mark.
My doppelganger.
Is what?
Oh, yes, it's the opera about the contented cow. Lohengrin. Call me a liar.
You're a liar.
Try Tannhäuser.
Yes, I think that's half a mark, don't you, instead of the one. Yes, Tannhäuser is correct, although I like the gag about the contented cow. One and a half there for you. Next round, a round of general musical knowledge questions. For two marks, David Franklin, you know what piano pedals are, but what was a pedal piano?
That's a subtle question. What was a pedal piano? Do you mean one with an automatic action?
No, no, not in the treadle sense, no. No, it's not.
What was a pedal like piano? Piano with pedals.
Well, you could get away with one mark for that, yes. What sort of pedals would you say?
Bicycle. You mean like a scalpel?
No, I...
Oh, a harmonium.
Well, no. No, that's treadle type as well. Now, I really can only give you the one here. A piano with a keyboard of pedals used mainly for practicing the organ. Oh, I was trying to see if it reminded you of an organ.
Piano with a keyboard of pedals?
Yes, in the last century.
How would you get your feet up there?
As well as its ordinary keyboard, I should have added.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Schumann wrote music specially for it, and Bach had a pedal harpsichord in that sense of pedals playing notes, bass notes. Well, there we are, one out of two.
You learn Dennis something Norton. Every day, don't you?
Dennis, what do you understand by Monday pops?
It's one of the days when you're not going to learn much, yeah. Monday pops, well, is an Irish slang expression for musical instruments that you play over the weekend and pawn on Monday. Yes. I've just had a note handed to me. Might it not have been popular concerts, said a well-bred voice.
Yes, nice. Held on which day of the week would you hazard a guess?
Well, yes, training my intelligence for the full, I'll hazard Monday.
Yes, yes. Popular chamber music concerts held in St. James's Hall, London, on Mondays, until the hall was demolished in 1905. Two marks for you. Ian, a great deal of Scott's music is, as you no doubt know, pentatonic. Will you please sing a pentatonic scale for your two marks?
Pardon?
Is that the first note?
This presumably means that you could do it all on the black notes.
It does.
Bong, 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 bong.
Oh, cool.
My belong to Glasgow. But it's the sort of that
would you like to sing very slowly the first five notes, oddly enough, of Little Man, You've Had a Busy Day? Thank you. Is the pentatonic scale. We 100 pipers an hour now is in fact a pentatonic tune. It can be played only on the black notes. So is Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen.
And so, I think, is the star of the County Down.
Well, you told me that. Go on. Yes, pentatonic
So does. Oh, I can wash a sailor shirt. Oh, I can wash it clean. Oh, I can wash a sailor shirt and hang it on the line. Something that is, isn't it? My piece.
What erudite discussions we do have, to be sure, don't we, on this program? I mean, it's one and a half all the same. I think I did one and a half, yes. Frank, what is the difference between a leader and a concertmaster?
The leader is the chap who walks onto a platform when the coughing's diminished a bit. Yeah. And he has got a violin on one hand and a bow on the other and a handkerchief under his chin, and he's the lead violinist.
Yes.
And his duties entitle him to a bit more money, seat beside the driver on the coach. And first crack at the lady harpist. on the other hand, or the what was the other?
Concert master.
There you have a different kettle of your fish. The concert master isn't quite the right thing. It is subtly different. There's a nuance.
Well,
it's the same sort of thing in the concert, you know, which isn't the same as a...
Well, I'm going to dive in before you lose any marks. You've certainly got two for that lovely definition of the duties and functions of the leader. The difference is, in a sense, the width of the Atlantic, because a leader here is a concert master in America.
Oh.
Okay.
May I wish him every success.
Two marks there, and we move on.
The lady harp.
We come now to some rather fine singing. Not from Mrs. Muir and Norton, not yet. This is singing on records by eminent soloists of the present or the past. One mark for the name of the singer, another mark for the title of his or her song. David.
It was all.
Oh, I don't think so.
Is it Down in the Forest?
Yes, Down in the Forest. Something.
Down in the Forest.
Yes, one mark there. Singer.
There's only the note of a... some bird or other. I haven't a clue. Is this that singer mainly known for opera?
Yes.
Joan Hammond.
Yes, very good. Very good indeed. Very good, because you only had about a bar or so in which to identify the singer. Joan Hammond singing Down in the Forest. Something said. Two marks.
No fool in there.
Singer for Dennis.
Upon a barrel resting, in a merry mood I loudly call for pintless wine requesting.
It's called drinking.
Yes.
And it's Owen Branigan, we
yes,
think.
Yes, that lovely man, Owen Branigan. One mark, drinking, or sometimes known as in cellar cool. That's your other mark for two. Ian, your turn. To do with the pleasure of love, really.
Plaisir d'amour.
Thank you, yes. Thinking of Frank's Lady Harpist. and the singer.
Got to have pluck.
There's the...
the singer in this case is difficult.
Emanuela, difficult.
I would make a guess at Victoria de Los Angeles.
You'll be right for a mark, yes. And on to Frank Miller, the singer for you.
Song of the Wolga Boatman.
Wolga, yes.
And it's a very old record.
Yes. So,
the thing is, it's Charlie Hairpin.
Yes. You are right, yes. Charlie Hairpin, shall we say, the Wolga Boat song. Two marks. Two marks here. I'm going to name a show for one mark. See if you can give me the composer. For the other mark, sing a bar or two of any song you choose from that show. So it's the composer and a snatch of song. David, The Maid of the Mountains by...
Maid of the Mountains. Oh.
Not an easy one. Actually, two people collaborated on it, I must tell you. Harold Fraser Stimson and James W. Tate.
I was just going to say that. Well, James W. Tate, was he the man who was the husband of Clarice Mann?
That's how he
did it. I don't know.
You want me to sing something from,
yes, the,
Maid
from
the
Maid of the Mountains?
No, I will not give in to you. Comes from Act 3, Scene 2, In the Mountains.
Well, now, I've got a list of songs here. Would that be Love Will Find a Way?
It's in the recitative section that leads into
it. Oh, I know what it
is. Da, 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 and love will find a way.
Well, whatever you're saying is followed by a paradise for two on my list. Anyway, I think I give you a mark for that, for sure. Effrontery, yeah. I give you a mark there. Good mark. And the other, well, you won't get the other mark, wasn't it? So that's one mark out of two. Dennis, Chuchin Chan.
I tell you the lyric. My man who wrote the book and lyrics. Would that help? No. It's Oscar Ashe. I'll tell you who played the lead in it on Broadway. It was Tyrone Power, who was the father of the other Tyrone.
Hmm.
Oh, yes. And, just got to mention that. Frederick Norton.
Oh, thank you very much, yes.
Thank you, Ian. Frederick Norton.
Yep.
And a song from Anytime's Kissing Time.
Two marks, thank you very much. Yes. I got in quickly to stop you singing any more. Ian, Bless the Bride.
Vivian Ellis,
yes,
wrote the music, Alan Herbert the words.
I was never kissed before yes. in that kind of way.
Thank you, Ian Vallis, yes.
Jean Vallis.
And George Guitari voice, yes, two marks there. And Frank, The Land of Smiles.
Oh. It's King Lear.
Yes, King Lear. Yes, they are. Franz Lear, yes.
And from it comes...
You my heart's delight.
Thank you.
I remember a splendid moment in a performance of that many years ago with Richard Tauber singing. And he got to that very quiet bit in the middle where he used to go, Shine a light, my heart. And he got to that bit, and he opened his mouth, and the conductor was had his baton already, and he just went, and nothing came out at all. So he stopped the orchestra and went,
has suddenly become my favourite story. Thank you very much for that. Incidentally, you've got two marks for your answer anyway. Or rather, Frank did. Questions based on the words of songs. For example, question, who told me to follow the pantechnicon? Answer, audience? My old man said follow the van. You got the idea.
Was
David.
That my question?
No.
Don't worry.
David, where did you first see Molly and what was she pushing?
I saw Molly in the rain and she was pushing up her brolly.
Really? What song is that?
One of the things I happened to see when I was a boy.
You're stalling, are you not? Frank Dunkley Adolf.
Yes, it's... Yes, of course, I saw in Dublin's Fair City.
Yes. And what was she pushing at the time?
She was pushing a... All right, I know! She was pushing a barrow full of cockles and mussels alive, oh.
Yes, she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow. You've got your two marks there, between you. Dennis, whose parents take them home at 6 p.m. and why?
Oh,
please, audience.
Oh, yes. At 6 o'clock, their mummies and daddies will take them home. Yes, because they're tired little teddy bears.
Yes. The teddy bears are taken home at 6 because they're tired little teddy bears for 2 marks. Ian, you must go down to the what again, to the whatly what and the what. And what is the wind like?
Which would you like to know first?
Well, let's have what the wind is like.
A whetted knife.
Thank you. Now you must go down
to the seas again, for the call of the running tide is a clear call.
Oh, he's off.
And a something call which cannot be denied.
He's away.
And the blown spume and the flung spray.
All the way around, flung spray and the blown spume.
Well, you'll always fool him anyway.
Looking towards the
is that all you want?
That's more than I want, actually. Yes. Yes. A plethora of answers there. Two marks, yes. Frank. You're looking at me so inquiringly. Frank, frozen fingers on your rear. I will,
I will repeat that.
Frozen fingers on your rear make you realize that something elderly and dark is at you again. What?
Ah, sweet mystery of that.
Not quite.
Those frozen fingers.
Something elderly.
That same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
That's right.
I'm finished yet. Same old yearning that I feel inside.
Yes, I didn't ask for the whole lyrics. Just what is it, elderly and dark, that's at you again?
Old black magic.
Thank you very much for your 2 marks. I've noticed a certain tendency on the part of our contestants to confuse that round with the coming round, which is the one in which you sing the entire lyrics of the song. Well, that's starting now. Graham Daly plays popular tunes on various instruments, and we ask you to earn up to 3 marks by continuing the tune and the words. But don't go back to the beginning, please, as you have been doing in recent weeks. Carry on. Carry on where he leaves off. We begin with David.
This was the charter of the land. Da, da, da. See, the trouble is that I only know the brass band version.
Now 3 marks there, I think. Well, a song from Dennis.
I didn't know where he was going to stop.
That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. What I like about this is the only tune that's constantly evaded the BBC regulations for years and years. What you really should sing is in the middle of it that goes, gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets a certain well-known department store doesn't sell. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. Well.
Yes, 3 marks.
You didn't know I couldn't sing, did you?
You did, actually. Ian Morris's turn.
Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow wow. Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow wow. I've got a little cat and I'm very fond of that, but I'd rather have a bow wow wow.
Thank you. 1 mark to you, Ian. 2 to 3. It's all right, because the 2 to the audience plus 1 for you makes 3. Frankston.
How could the beetroot happy as we? Can't you see the why of wherefore? Can't you see how much I care for? You're a lucky boy. I am lucky too. All the dreams of joy seem to come true. Maybe there's because you love me. Maybe that's why I love you.
And there we end, I'm afraid, this week's My Music, with a win by 2.5 marks for David Franklin and Frank Muir.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norton and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard and the chairman was Steve Ray. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason. And the programme was produced in London by Tony Schreier.